Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein. We're recording live from SDN World in London, and I'm delighted to have Eric Van Vliet, Product Sales Manager from Avantech, with us. Welcome.
Oh, welcome. Thank you.
So why don't we just get started, Eric, by talking a little bit about Avantech. What is Avantech's role in the networking arena?
Avantech is a solution provider for operators, VNF companies to deploy their software solution on top of our hardware solution. So we are a hardware platform provider.
Now, I know that you work within the network communications group. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
So the network communications group is a division in Avantech that focuses mainly on communication platforms. Avantech is a very wide company. Mm-hmm. We have a large number of platforms targeting from medical, industrial automation, and also communications. So the NCG group, Network Communications Group, targets the communication platforms that go into operators, TEMS, or more network platforms for security or enterprise security.
I think that there's rarely a place that seems to be as fast moving right now as network transformation in the telco space. Can you tell me a little bit about how Avantech sees this opportunity, where you see your fit in terms of delivering new solutions to the market to take advantage of what telco operators are looking for?
Yeah, the market is moving because operators want not just to have more control, but also have the ability to offer more services, to charge. And traditionally, Avantech was providing specialized hardware into the TEMS that then went to the operators and they bought total solutions from the TEMS. Now, we see this opportunity because our customer base is shifting from TEMS to operators. However, also is widening because operators are now getting the ability to look to a large number of solutions mm-hmm. and decide what type of hardware and software they run. So for us, it's becoming more complex because we have to deal with a lot more T's and C's and those kind of things because we're dealing with more end users. However, because the operators are now popping up, especially smaller operators, it widens our customer base. So that's, for me and for us in NCG, is the opportunity we see here.
You have something called the MVF Elasticity Initiative. Can you tell me about that?
The initiative is really to bring NFV or NFI, Network Function Infrastructure, to the edge and also to the access side. Mm-hmm. If you look at traditional deployments compared to today's greenfield deployments in a nice data center, there's a huge difference on environment, infrastructure, availability that goes from power, cooling, cabling. And when people think about cloud, they think about the nice, shiny Google data centers or Facebook data centers, which are new and totally built around today's technology. Reality is communication goes into a lot of places, like in London, in buildings that are 50, 100 years old, which do not have that type of infrastructure. So we are bringing commercial off-the-shelf platforms to the market that allows this Intel technology to be used for virtual applications, more on the access side and more on existing infrastructures.
When you take a look at the edge in that particular environment that you're talking about, what has changed within the way people are consuming data and calling for services that puts that edge at even a more critical point in terms of increased intelligence?
A lot of it is video or video calling. Mm-hmm. I think the most pressure now on the access side might not be only video. You can think of Facebook imaging or YouTube. You could also think of new services. Today, it's very difficult to offer premium services to customers. In today's technology, the hardware on the access side and the software on the access side is very unaware of what kind of user I'm working with. And that's really where the biggest challenge is coming from, because operators are not able to charge really for premium services unless it affects you straight at the first aggregation point.
When you think about the transition to NFV, why is this an opportunity to change the dynamic at the edge?
The opportunity lies in that operators will be able to sell services, maybe even for one day. You go to a concert, I want to be able to do FaceTime or Skype video chat with my family member who I want to show this. At the moment, in very dense areas that are especially in a unique location because a concert is one day a year. There's no infrastructure ready for 50,000 people. It's best effort connectivity. However, I want to have real connectivity guaranteed. Operators will be able to say, okay, we can charge you X amount and allow you to have a guaranteed service on this day. Today, with the current deployments on the access side, that's not possible. Virtualization will allow you to offer that solution because you can run these applications not just on the edge close to the concert, you can run that further away, but you have to be still close to do that for latency purposes. And I think that's the real driver of NFV.
And it sounds like change services based on market demand at any given point.
Yeah. During events, or if you look at the time of the day where a business area might be very busy and the urban area is actually very quiet, to move services around without having to be able to do peak services, peak usage, because during the day in the urban environment, there's a low usage. Why have all that equipment there that can provide a peak usage that might be in the morning or in the evening? So I think that's also another aspect of NFE.
You also have some platforms that I thought were an interesting name, the Packetarium XL platforms. Okay. I wanted to ask you about. Can you tell me about those?
Packetarium XL for NCG, the group inside Advantech, is our answer to the environment needs on the access side. So we have a NEPS platform that fits on the access side, which sits right in the power budget to maximize the space and not exceed the power budget of a rack. And then you can think about Intel Rack Skill for Communication. Sure. There is things like SYNC-E or 1588 timing on the access, which you can't find in IT equipment, which we added to our solution. It scales, it does density of over 300 cores per system, Intel
nice.
Cores. So that also allows you to scale with your customer needs. Things like carrier grades or high availability requirements. There's a lot of aspects where we've looked at the existing sort of ATCA platform, took away the high cost drivers that are no longer really needed. Operators are now allowing this to be solved differently. And because it's not an open standard like ATCA, it is an Advantech solution targeting rack skill specification-wise, it allows us to be more cost-effective. So that's one platform, that's the PAC 6009. And then we have also what we call more an enterprise solution, which sits more on a GI LAN where there's a lot more bandwidth requirement. You can talk about terabits per second through one system, thinking of policy enforcement on the GI LAN. And that's another platform, but leveraging Intel technology in both solutions is where the key lies, that you can easily look at the platform and think, okay, this is one platform, this is another platform, a different environment. However, from an Intel technology, there are a lot of similarities. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're doing. And that's also a strength of Advantech, I think, with our own manufacturing plants and having control from conception to actually production. And yeah, that's what Advantech brings to the table.
You're also a member of the Network Builders Program.
Inside Intel Network Builders, I think in events like today, it allows us to communicate with our existing customers or software providers, operators, to really move forward on this whole interoperability or acceleration, and also for us to get to know the potential new customers. Because for Advantech, we used to be the brand behind the brand. The operators would purchase from someone hardware, which actually was Advantech hardware. We are now customer-facing directly in front of operators. So also that's what Intel Network Builders provides to Advantech.
Eric, it's been a pleasure talking to you today. I'm sure that we've spurred some interest in Advantech and the products that you're delivering to the marketplace. Where would you send folks for more information?
For more information, of course, the Advantech website or the Intel Network Builders partners element from Advantech, or just Google, to be honest. In the end, NFV is an open community. There's a lot of things out there for anyone to see and to find. And I think events like today are really, really helpful as well.
Thanks so much for being on the program today.
You're welcome.